Welcome to the Ryan Out Loud podcast, where this season is proudly brought to you in collaboration with True Tea Pittsburgh. True Tea Pittsburgh is dedicated to celebrating queer people of color through the vibrant realms of creative arts and entertainment, social activism, and impactful sharing of meaningful life resources. Join us on a journey of empowering stories, diverse perspectives, and the intersection of art and advocacy. This is a space where voices are amplified and narratives are embraced. Welcome to a season filled with authenticity, brought to you by True Tea Pittsburgh. Ladies and gentlemen, beautiful people, welcome to a new episode of Ryan Out Loud. Please accept my apology for the delay. You know, life be life, and as Destin Conrad said, you know, have to maintain many hats and personalities. And this is my favorite personality, being a podcaster. And I am sitting here with an avid supporter, always shows love, and the artist himself. Ladies, gentlemen, gays, they, Ryan Out Loud listeners, welcome to the show, Roy Covington. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I was so excited. I was like, bam, 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 bam,
bam. All right, listen, you know, as the I'm manifesting a budget, okay, that I can afford these sounds and things in the in between. So when your EP drops,
oh, who said that?
Yeah. See how I did that? When you when
you said that?
No. You know, whenever you come back, the whole setup will be very different. But Roy, welcome. How are you feeling today?
I am grateful. Great and full and grateful, overjoyous. I feel this overwhelming sense of calmness.
Okay.
Like normally I'm pretty anxious around a release, around an announcement, but yeah,
congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I think that I just took a, remember like 2020 when Beyonce was the commencement speaker for like everybody, and she was like, don't just talk about what you're going to do. Don't get mad at other people for what yeah. they're not doing.
Be about it.
And be about it and do it. And then Mama Tina jumped on the internet and was like, you know, she doesn't tell me nothing. And I was like, dang, Beyonce don't tell her own mama. Okay, let me stop telling people when stuff's gonna happen or what's gonna happen and just do it and then be like, oh, by the way, this is coming soon. So I took a large chunk of last year and started planning. And so there are things coming this year.
First of all, let's get into this glow. People won't be able to see this visual. It's audio, but Roy is over here glowing. First of all,
and it's
the skin routine.
So people always ask me that, what's your skin routine? And my best friend is like, you do have a whole routine. I was like, I really don't. Like, I drink water.
As you
I'm
should.
On my business. Can I cuss? Can I cuss, yes or no?
Yes, you can. Yes, you
okay.
can.
Okay, and I don't let these niggas stress me. It's literally that. I had a really big pimple like in January because I let this motherfucker stress me, and I was like, yeah, we're never going to let that happen again. So that's it. I literally, people are so mad. I've been looking for like a Black-owned business that does skincare and everything. But right now, I literally go to Walmart or Target, and I got the little 2-for-1, the nighttime and the daytime clean and clear.
Okay.
I do that with like an exfoliating scrubber on my face. And then twice a week, I just do the Gleaming Vitamin C clay mask. And that's it.
Just got the Gleaming Vitamin C mask like last week. And already I'm like,
yes.
Okay. Yeah.
It's everything.
It's working. It's working. Yeah. It's good. You look great.
Thank you.
So just really quick, just for those who might not be familiar with Roy Covington, introduce yourself to the Ryan Out Loud listeners.
Hi, Ryan Out Loud listeners. My name is Roy Covington the third, the one, the only. I am a singer, songwriter, producer, arranger, composer, vocal producer. I just added that to my resume.
I saw that in your story. I was like, okay.
I vocal produced one of my friends. I produced a beat for him and then he loved it. And I was like, I would love to vocal produce for you on this. And he was like, okay. And so I did it and it sounds absolutely amazing. So I can't wait for you all to hear that.
Many times.
And I am a United States Marine Corps veteran. I did 13 years in the Marine Corps. And I moved to LA to follow my dreams because
Originally
8-year-old
from
me
Richmond,
said,
right?
originally from Richmond, Virginia. Yes. Ooh, not you doing your homework, girl.
Always, always, which is funny. Well, we're gonna get into that a little bit later. I jump around a lot, but I'm gonna ask that question later.
Okay.
So let's just jump right into it. Music for you, okay? Was it always music first? I know you mentioned, like, you wear many hats, like you mentioned, okay? You were in the Marines, and I had that as a question mark because I knew you were, you would serve. So I was like, I always try to get it right. I know that, like, if I say Army to my uncle, and I meant Air Force. One time I was like, oh yeah, my uncle, he's in the Air Army. He was like, it's the Air Force, and I was like,
Right.
sorry.
Yeah.
My bad. So okay, I was right. You're in the Marines. What is your earliest memory of like music and knowing that this is something you wanted to do?
Rest in peace to my grandmother on my mom's side, but it was one summer my parents sent my brother, my older brother, and my younger sister down to spend the summer with my grandma. And we were in her living room in Troy, Alabama. And she took us to church and she put us in the youth choir. She was like, y'all not just gonna be sitting up in this house, not doing anything all day. Y'all gonna get to know Jesus. And I'll never forget, she told me the story of me sitting there on the pew, the front pew of the youth choir, singing my little heart out.
Okay.
And I remember doing it, but not really like doing it. It was like it's like an out of body type experience. Like I remember watching myself do it, but I don't remember consciously doing it, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
But anyway, she said the veins in my neck was sticking out and I was just singing. And after that, it would be like right after, like literally I was back at home, and my dad had this gold Saturn with a stick shift. And he was playing Drew Hill and I'm singing Drew Hill in the back seat. And he's like,
Okay.
yeah, son, you can sing. So
And after that,
that.
that's your
After
okay.
that, I was like, okay, girl, I'm singing is what it is.
Okay. So let's talk about influences. I feel like,
Yes.
that comes when, I grew up in a church. I sang in the church choir. There's those, church influences, R&B influence, like as they say, secular, whatever, the old school.
Yeah, the
What who are
secular
somebody
song.
like you are who you are influenced by that inspires you to create?
I am 100% influenced by, I would say, not 100, right? But heavily influenced by Drew Hill. Just the way that one, the harmonizing, right? The vocal blending, the storytelling, right? And then you get the overall mood of the song. You know what I mean? From the hook, like we'll take something like, here, two completely separate songs from two different eras of the Drew Hill, group, because they got like 18 members, no shade. But you have I Should Be, right, from I think it's the Drew World Order album.
Okay.
And then you have Beauty from the Enter the Drew album,
Beauty is a classic.
right. And so when you look at the actual structure of the song, right, and you look at the verses, they're telling a story. They're describing a situation, the mood, and this and the other. But then you listen to the hook, and it's like, oh, this is what the song is about, So both of those songs separately in different eras, but it very much is like how I want to make music. Like,
Yeah.
I don't mind singing about, sexy time. I don't mind singing about heartbreak. I don't mind singing about, oh my God, I'm infatuated by you. But it's like, how can I structure this so that it's not like, oh, I'm in the club popping bottles, da da da. Like, no shade to people who are making that music. That's great. Someone's got to do it. I just don't think that's me anymore.
Understood.
It's very much Drew Hill.
Yeah, it's funny you say that about like I think about like artists. I remember when I was younger and I thought I wanted to pursue music as a singer. I always figure I was like, okay, I want to make music, right? But who what would that sound like? Like I know what I listened at the time. I knew what I was listening to, like Blame It On It, like at that time. And and I'm like, I'm not really that. That's not my personality. That's not, that's the music I like, but that's not what I give. If that makes, does that make sense?
That makes 100% sense to me. Because that's someone who make like I can produce for a rap artist. I can produce a hip hop track. I can produce an upbeat, like R&B track. I can do a pop track. I just made this pop rock song the other day called Road to Nowhere. And it's fire. I played it for my friend. And he was like, oh my God, I would love to hear your voice on this. And I was like, oh, let me do vocals. Anyway, back to the point. Which you said makes sense.
But one thing about Ryan Out Loud, we go off the topic all the time. So please know that. So wait, is that you just you're hinting at a new song? Another new song?
It may be on something, a project that I don't know if you're gonna get to it or not at this point.
Because I've been
Evaluate.
asking, I'm like, so where
Evaluate.
is it? Okay. So let's before we jump into the music. Your new single. You're in LA.
Yes.
I always I've had a lot of guests on this show in different fields, creative fields. And I always try to ask this question because every answer is different. So I asked this to my LA base, fun fact, I've been a lot of places, but I've never been to LA. And I'm like, okay, so it's a goal this year. I'm coming out there because that's
Do it.
things pick
We'll
up.
take you around. We'll take you around.
Yeah, if things pick up for me, they're like, Ryan, you need to come to LA. And I'm like, eventually. How would you describe LA to someone like me that's not from LA? Give your honest review about LA. How long have you been out there?
I've been in LA for 13 months, not 14 months. 14
Really?
months. Yes. Yes.
I thought it was longer.
Because I make everything homey.
Okay. In the 13 months you've been out there.
Yeah, I would say it's fine. It can be slow if you want it to be slow. It can be fast if you want it to be fast. It's welcoming, but it's only welcoming if you are solidified in who you are. I would say that.
Sure.
I think that if you come out here, you should know, like, okay, this is what I want to do. Like, and understand that it's not going to happen overnight. And if it does happen overnight, you have to sit and really question and ask yourself, like, okay, is this worth it? Because this happened really quick.
Yeah.
Because the one thing you don't want to do is skip steps. But I would describe it as homey, but I have an advantage. I moved here. My big sister. So I used to live in San Diego, and my big sister came to visit me down there. And then we came up to LA together to just look around and catch the vibe and see if she wanted to move to LA. And she was like, "Yes, I would love to." So she moved up here, and then I moved up here not to follow her, but because I didn't want to live in San Diego. No shade to San Diego. I
So
have a lot of friends.
change.
And in order for me to take myself seriously, I needed to be not in an environment where I wouldn't, where I could fall back into comfort. You have to be uncomfortable if you want to make change, right? And you have to be comfortable in the discomfort, or not comfortable in the discomfort, but accept the discomfort, if that
Yes.
makes any sense.
Yes, it does.
So, I moved up here, and once I got out of the Marine Corps, And my advantage is, one, my older sister lived up here, and two, my best friend lives up here. One of my best friends. So I was, and he's very well versed in the queer community, and he knows a handful of people, you know. So we were just like outside, and I told myself the first year, like, if I make music, great, but if I don't put anything out, that's fine. But I have to like get solidified and like, okay, this is who I am, and this is LA, and let me have my fun so that when I come out with something, it's gonna be extraordinary. So I put out two songs last year.
I was gonna say,
West Side and Mirror.
Yeah.
And then Mirror came out of, it came out of a thing, a little situationship. Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Let's just jump into it. Let's talk about the music.
Yes.
First of all, before we know, one more pre-question. What does this, okay, how does the structure, this is in, you know, with your music, but how does it come about for you? You know, like, I've heard different stories, you know, from artists that say, oh, you know, sometimes it's not always based on my experiences. I was talking to a friend that was going through it, or, you know, whatever the circumstance was. And I just was like, let me write about this. I've heard some people to say, oh, I heard a beat. It just came to, like, I had this melody. I had to, you know, heard this beat in my head, and I just, you know, executed it. But it's different for everyone. How does that work for you, Roy?
So I self-produce all of my songs.
You do.
So everything that you've heard Roy made from scratch. I don't sample. I don't use samples. No shade to people who do, but one, I'm going to keep it a buck. I don't know how to reach out to people and get them to clear things. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which I know someone listening to this is probably like, oh, it's easy. You just find an email to email them. Right. But I want a response right now, you know, while I'm still in the mood to like do it. I don't want to put in all this work in, you know, the song and then send it to the person and they're like, oh yeah, I'm not going to clear this. And I'm like, okay, well now I have to find a whole new way to do this. So I just, and also like, I dream of the day where someone reaches out to me and say, hey, I'd love to sample your song. And I'm gonna let them do it if I like the song.
Yeah, you gotta first, you know? Yeah.
Right. But for me, most things that I've, not even most, it's all things that I've done. All of my songs have been from a personal experience. And some of the songs are, there's one song in particular that is more or less a love letter to myself as opposed to a love letter to someone else, which is kind of great to me because it can play as both. But yeah, no, it's personal experience.
Okay.
And it's like spur of the moment. Sometimes I'm just like, I want to make a beat today, you know?
Yeah.
Or I want to make a couple of beats. Like I do this thing where it's like, I call them drills. Someone else probably like does this too, where I'll sit and I'm like, okay, I want to record myself laying down background vocals, you know, on some random track. So I'll pull up some track that I made and I'll just like do a bunch of background vocals, you know, and be like, okay, that was good. You know, and then I'll delete it and then do it again and then delete it and do it again and delete it. That way I know how to do it. And I do the same thing when it comes to producing, you know, I'll be like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna make a beat and I'll make the beat. And instead of deleting the beat, I'll save it, close it, open a new project and then make a whole nother one.
What's your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
We talked about this. Yes.
Yeah. I'm a Cancer Sun, Libra Moon, Aquarius Rising for the people asking or wondering.
Okay. The Cancers. You Cancers. That's all I would say. Yeah, y'all something. Y'all something. Y'all something. I'm gonna keep it it's not about zodiac signs today. So, you know, I said it earlier, but you know, you've been consistent with releasing, you know, music, keeping on the scene. Mirrors was a moment, but I was going back, you know, I like to listen to, or I feel like sometimes I miss it. I was just on Apple Music. You have music on SoundCloud as well?
Yeah, I put a couple songs up there.
Okay.
I was like, I took a bunch of music down. I changed distributors and then I took a bunch of music down, but for some odd reason, there's one streaming service that still has like all the things up that I wanted to take down. I'm not gonna say which one it is.
All right. Okay.
I don't want people going over there to listen to it.
Okay. Cause I was like, cause that's when I was like, when I was on Apple Music.
Yeah.
Apple Music, and I was like, you know, I hassle my artist friends. I'm like, when's the new music? Where's the EP? And then I was like, you did a little 3-song EP.
Yeah.
Text me back.
Yes.
So text me back, and then, you know, you have your singles, Come Here, Home With Me, West Side, the sexy ass Central Mirror, Won't Fall, Won't Supposed to Fall. Can I say, your song was coming out, I was like, I remember, who was, I think I was at work, I was like, oh my God, I gotta listen to my friend Roy's this new song. I wasn't supposed, I said the title all wrong. So first of all, when I look, because you sent it last month?
I sent it a month ago, yeah.
To listen to, which, first of all, thank you for letting me hear that. I love little exclusives. It make me feel like I'm somebody.
Yeah.
You are somebody.
You are Ryan.
Thank you. But yeah. I was listening to it, and I was like, first of all, I'm jumping all over the place, but I'm going to say, first of all, not you really like taking a page out of my book with Won't Supposed to Fall.
What do you mean? Please elaborate.
I try not to touch on this situation anymore because I am in a whole new situation, but it was one of those situations where I was head ass over somebody.
Yeah.
And I was not supposed to fall. And moral story, you know, nothing was ever official. And then they made it official with somebody else, and keep it at that. Wish them the best, all of the best. But
yeah,
it definitely hit. It hit when I first heard it at the time, like a month ago.
Yeah.
Funny how things can be different a month, you know, time.
Yeah.
Goes on and things change, and I'm in a very much better situation that is way better.
And
that probably
are happening for you.
Mirrors,
yeah.
Okay.
Let's, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mirror, yeah.
Mirror, excuse me. Mm-hmm. So yeah, first of all, thank you for sending that to me. But let's talk about West Side. That's when I first came across, when I realized we had been mutual. So I remember I came across your viral clip, because not only are you Jacob, you have many trades, but you're a TikTok sensation.
What? Yeah, I mean, I do a little thing or two on TikTok.
Come on, you're being humble to flex on right.
I've had quite a few viral sounds on TikTok.
That's when I first came across. It was like you said, it was TikTok with your friends. You were like, we'll share it.
Yeah, I was starting. So this is the third time that I've decided to do music. And 3 is my favorite number. I believe in signs from God, the universe, or whoever everyone believes in, right? But for me, like, directly from God and the universe themselves. And so 3 being my favorite number, and this being my third time trying to do music. And then one of my friends came over and was like, oh, you got a studio? I was living in Arizona and had a 2-bedroom, 2-bath. And we like went to the club and like got lit, one of my straight friends, and we came back to my spot, you know, to like chill or whatever, wait to find out what an after party was going to be at, if there was going to be an after party. And we were sitting, he was like, oh, what's in the other room? And I was like, oh, that's my studio. And he was like, say less, like, let's go in there, let's make some music. And I was like, what? You know, so I went in there and I like played him this song. Heard You Was a Freak. And it's like a upbeat hip hop R&B song. And I'm like rapping a little bit on it. And the mix is terrible. Like it just sounds atrocious to me, right? But to other people, like, it sounds great. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And he was like, yo, put this out. Like, this is so good. And I was like, okay. You know, like, I don't know how to do any of that. He was like, no, we're gonna figure it out. So we sat there and I told him, I was like, you know, oh, I used to put music out, you know, but like no one was listening to this and the other. So I just decided to quit. And he was like, you have to put forth more work. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. So we're sitting there in my living room. And he's like looking up how to do stuff, and I'm looking up how to do stuff, and we figure out how to put the music out independently and do everything. And I scheduled a song to put it out. I put it out. I went to San Diego the next weekend to see some friends, and I was like, hey, can I play something for you guys real quick? And they were like, yeah. And so, and these are people that I considered at the time to be like my closest friends.
Yes.
little did I know that most of them were talking shit behind my back, which is fine. You know what I mean? Like, the love that I give you is all yours, right? I never want it back, and I'm never going to throw it in your face and be like, oh, you should have did this, that, and the other, because that's just
they needed it. They needed it.
It's never tit for tat with me. It's like, hey, baby, all of that was for you, and I don't want anything back. I don't need anything back, you know, whatever. But anyway, so I played this song for them, and they were like, oh, my God, like, who did this? And I was like, girl, this is me. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, oh, my God, seriously? And I'm like, yeah. So I was sending them songs, you know, as they were getting released. And they were like, oh, I'm so proud of you and your little music this and your little music that, or this is cute, or da-da-da-da-da. And I'm a very big, like, words have meaning person, and I've always been like that. So to little anything of mine is very, you know, because I'm the first one to give praise. And I was like, I can't be around anyone who thinks that anything I'm doing is little.
Come on.
So anyway, I was very upset and I was in a very hurt place.
Yeah.
And one thing about me is no matter how hurt I am, girl, I'm still gonna make a little jokey joke. So in February of, I think it was 2021 it was February 2021, I believe. I was very upset. And I said, all of my friends keep asking me why I'm not famous yet. And this was the moment where I realized that I wasn't going to take shit from nobody. And I was going to do everything the way that I envisioned it in my mind and take myself more serious. And I was like, everybody wants to know why I'm not famous yet. How come you don't share my shit? And it was right when all the social medias changed their algorithms to where sharing something boosts the engagement and boosted the timeline. And some girl stole the sound and she put it on Instagram. And I was like, can you credit me or take the video down? And she was like, no, you should have put it up here. And I was like, dope. And so I reached out to Instagram for intellectual copyright and they took her video down and her post and deleted her entire page. Yeah. I just sent them the screenshots of like the emails that I sent her and everything. I was like, one thing we're not going to do is like dip it in my pocket. Like,
that part.
Yeah.
Say play where we're
right. I had another sound where on TikTok where I was like, you know what bothers me? Nothing. And I just like laughed maniacally because I was like, why am I letting all that these one? Things bother me? Yeah. And I'm like, whatever, girl. Let's not let it bother you because
you have a very, your voice is so, it is an animated voice. Like, I love it. Like, I so like you did that. You sent me a voice note one time and it was this laugh. And I was like, I'm listening. I'm like, first of all, you're hilarious.
Thank you.
All the like the memes that you send me or the voice notes. And I literally like, you are like, you should act as well.
Thank you.
Like, you should.
You're the third person to tell me that. I need to go get headshots done.
You should. You. First of all, in the photo shoot, you ate everything up.
Thank you.
But
that's courtesy of Tyra Banks, America's Next Top Model, season 1 through 22.
Okay. But yeah, I think you should, you know, your voice. And it was the laugh for me. I was like, oh, he got that evil Disney, I'm a villain laugh. Perfect. It was perfect. Like, that is a comp. Please take that. Is
yes. Like, no, I will. I would love to play. I don't know if Disney's listening, but if you are, I would love to be a villain in an animated series. So cut the check.
I don't know who's listening anymore. So you never know. But it was perfect. I was like, that was so good. Like, I think I meant to tell you that, but everything has a reason. But so let's jump into your latest single.
Yes.
Again, congratulations. Like, how do you feel now that it's out there? You've sent it, like I said, you know, a little bit ago. I heard it about a month. How long have you been sitting on Once Supposed to Fall?
So I've been sitting on that. I made that instrumental back in like 2012, 2013.
Wow.
Yeah. So I started producing back in 2008. And I made that instrumental quite some time ago. And I was going through my catalog and I was like, okay, you know,
catalog.
I'm going to, And I was like, I'm gonna, really redefine things and be true to myself and take a lot of the things down that don't resonate with who I am as a human being. Because I was chasing an audience instead of just letting an audience come to me and like curating that naturally. And it was very like, I found myself disappointed a lot. And I was like, let me just jump into artist development mode and really figure out like who is Roy. And so first things first, I was like, let me go through and really find instrumentals that I've made, and put those to the side. Like, okay, I would love to be on this, and put everything else aside that I wouldn't do, but I wouldn't mind if someone else was on. So I found that, and it was called like May 15th or something. Like, I'm terrible. I never like named my instrumentals.
Dates.
I just give them the dates, and it's probably like so bad, but like for me it works.
Yeah, what I'm about to say, it works for you, right? Yeah.
So, originally I only had, when I opened it up in Logic, I only had the first verse written. Well, actually I only had, from half of the first verse written. The hook was something completely different.
Okay.
And I was actually going through something where I won't say I was in love with the individual, but I was definitely infatuated, to a point to where it could be perceived as love. It was a version of love.
Okay.
And I was like, well, let me just write about this experience, And so I sat and I was like, all right, And I was like going through things. Like I like in that one song, Drake's like, I find myself reading old text messages when I'm bored, right? Like I was doing that, And like making excuses for whatever, And it was, I got invited to an event that three of my friends were having, here in LA. And I went to the event and me and this individual ran into each other. And this was after the fact that I decided that I was going to cut. I was like, you're no longer going to have that level of access to me, because this hurts me, and it's not healthy. And so I'm a very observant individual. I watch a lot. I see a lot of things, and I'm very conscious of what's going on around me. And I noticed that, this individual's phone is constantly in their hand and they're messaging everybody under the sun bag, And I'm like, so you actively decided not to talk to me. And so messages were literally shorter with me, which means they were longer somewhere else, which is so odd to me. So I was like, what was it about, and I wrote a song about that, but I was like, I'm not gonna put that out. But I was just like, what was it about me? And it made me really question myself, like, why am I fighting for someone else's attention and affection when the person who wants to give it to me will, So I was like, I was not supposed to fall in love. Let me go ahead and just say that. And that's why at the end of the song where I'm like, I knew better. It's like, no, you did, because I looked back at a lot of old relationships or situationships or happenings in life.
Happening. I like that.
Happenings, a lot of happenings.
I
Okay,
have to use that. That was a happenings. Yeah.
a lot of happenings, and it's like you're damned to repeat the same damn thing if you don't learn from the previous experience, So I was like, we've learned our lesson here.
Yes.
I'm not going to do that again. I'm going to believe who you tell me and who you show me you are. I'm going to believe who you show me you are.
That listen.
I expressed the fact that I wanted something a little more casual, little more than casual. And then like later on, this person said, I just want to have fun. And I'm like, then why are you? It was a lot. We're just not going to go there.
And then,
But
look, we're not okay because I'm thinking about the lyrics. So I'm like, okay.
well, no, we can let's
So
talk. Let's do
they should. So it's you said in the song, something about like they chose someone else.
it.
Hold
Yeah,
on.
I start off with, you must have fell in love with someone else.
There you go. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. That's the initial thought process. That's like the initial hook. That's, I think, I want it to be very deliberate with how I started the song. Which is why it starts off full percussion and piano, right? I was like, I'm going to start this off right away. Boom. With, I'm setting the mood now. And I start off with, you must have fell in love with someone else. How? And I remember thinking to myself, like when I was recording it, I was like, I should change this to how dare you act like you don't need me, but it just didn't flow right. And it was very upsetting. And I wanted it to be a progression into, you know him better.
I remember when I heard it last month and I was like, well, the space that I was in, and I was like, yeah, it's you, someone else, you know, completely.
Yes.
I remember I did message you, like, first of all, amazing.
Thank you.
Finally, because things sit in my inbox for a while. Because I think I used to at the beginning of the month, and I listened to it like a little bit before you released it. But I was just like, that's an off record conversation. Yeah. We could have that one day. But just
okay.
So you released it. It's out, and you shot a music video.
I did.
Not your first music video?
This is my first, I will say, professional music video. It's my second music video. Okay. My first music video I shot in my bedroom in Yuma, Arizona, to text me back, and I put it on my phone and I edited it on this app called InShot. But I was like, let me actually put some money behind myself and really do it so people know that I'm not.
That is it. How long was the shoot? Would it, like, how, like, can you give some detail? Because that comes out.
Yes, 100%.
It's on the 7th.
It comes out on Thursday, yes.
So yes. Okay.
I sent the song. Let's rewind a little bit. I was at an event and I didn't want to be there very much longer. I said bye to the hosts and I called an Uber X. My Uber driver picked me up and I called a regular Uber. Normally I call like Uber Comfort Electric, because it comes with a Tesla, and they're like, do you want to talk? And I'm like, no. They're like, how do you want it in the car? And I was like, cool, you know? like, no shade. I don't be wanting to talk. I want to scroll through. I want to catch up on Instagram. I want to catch up on social media. I want to reply to emails, you know? If I had like a thought process of a song in my head, I want to write some lyrics, you know? And conversation stops that. Well, I didn't feel like being social in a big environment, but I felt like, you know, if my Uber driver wanted to talk, then we could talk. So I called a regular Uber, and my Uber driver comes to pick me up, and he's like, you know, what do you do, this and the other? And we're doing a lot of small talk, and I was just getting into saying, like, I'm a musician. It was, like, part of my artist development mode. Like, who am I as a – like, I changed my whole wardrobe, everything, you know? So I'm like, all right, cool. So I was like, I'm a musician. And he's like, oh, cool, what do you play? And I was like, name it. Trying to be facetious. Girl, just the piano and the drums, the four-stringed instruments. And I sing, you know, and he was like, okay, cute, you know, X, Y, Z. He was like, do you have some music that I can hear? And I was like, sure. So I played him West Side because I had just put that out. To date how long ago this was, how long I've been working on something. And so I played West Side for him. I played a couple other songs that are unreleased for him. And he was like, I love your voice. Like, it's got like this enticingness to it that makes you want to hear more. And I was like, thank you. He was like, and I love the restraint that you have. You know, I can hear that in your voice. Like, I would love to do a music video for you and this and the other. And I was like, what? He was like, yeah, I'm a music video director, this and the other. He was like, I don't really do Ubers often or whatever. I just signed up tonight. And I was like, what? So we sat outside my apartment and I was like, oh, I can get out, you know, and you can continue doing, you know, Uber. I don't want to keep you from your money. Yeah. And he was like, you're my first and only ride for the night. Like, I've already ended Uber. And so we just sat in the car outside my place, sharing music, videos, and talking for like 2 hours.
Wow. Talk about the universe.
Literally, I got home and as soon as I got into my apartment, I just like fell to my knees and I was like, thank you, God. Because I've had conversations with individuals who were probably fans, we're both fans of, And I remember one individual, I don't want to name drop, so I won't say it, but a couple years ago, he told me, he said, "Roy, you need music videos. People need to see you." And I said, "You're right. I just don't know how to do it." And he was like, "You just do it." And I was like, "Okay, I don't know how." And I'm not afraid to ask for help. So he's like, "Get a budget together and find someone and then shoot a music video." And I'm like, "Okay, girl." So anyway, we fast forward. I send this guy a song called Burnt Bridges, the demo. And he's like, "This around Thanksgiving." And he's like, "This is a great song. I would love to do a video for it." And I was like, "Okay, well, I'm not sure if this is even going to make it on the project or not. So I just wanted to send it to you so you can have like a gist of what's going on." And he's like, "Okay, cool. No problem." And then January comes around. I finished Won't Supposed to Fall. And I played it for one of my friends. And he was like, "I am so obsessed with you." And I'm like, "Thank you." And he paid me like two really huge compliments. And I'm just like, "Oh my God." Like, I didn't have people like this, you know, before. So the fact that I'm getting it is just like overwhelming, but I'm so like accepting it because it is what it is. And I send the song. The music video director, his name is Baxter Stapleton. Big Bax on Instagram. Shout out to him. He's fire. So I sent him Won't Supposed to Fall when it was done. And I was at my day job. I call it my supplemental income job because music is my career, right?
Okay, come on.
So I call it my supplemental income job. I like to come up with little cute names for things. So I sent him the song and he calls me back in 30 minutes. It was like 37 minutes later he called me. And which is crazy because I always say like, "Oh, I was only sad for 37 seconds. And then so like the fact that he called me in 37 minutes was insane to me. So I went on my break. And I took the call and him and I are chit chatting. And I was like, "I would love to do like a black and white, very moody video. Like, let's do collaborative work on the art and this and the other, blah, blah." And he's like, "Yeah, great. When do you want to shoot the video?" And I was like, "Well, I'm getting my hair rebraided tomorrow. So the next day is fine, or anytime after, you know, the next day." He was like, "Tight. So Monday." And I'm like, "Okay, so we're shooting the video on Monday." And he's like, "Yeah, we'll do the video Monday." And I was like, "Okay." So, all day Saturday when I got off work, I'm like looking up music video locations, like places that I want to do things at, and black and white vibes. And then he's sending me things back. So Sunday was a very collaborative day for him and I to communicate. And then we met at the first location on Monday at 4 o'clock. And we went from 4 in the afternoon till about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, wow.
Went to 5 or 6 different locations. I had 4 or 5 different wardrobe changes, which is nice. We didn't use every location. We didn't use every, you know, piece of footage or whatnot, just because we wanted to find like the best takes and the best things.
Yeah.
And so he delivered an amazing product. And it was just like so easy to work with. And I told him about the project that I'm working on and slowly completing. And he was like, "I would love to be a part of that." And I was like, "Great, because that's what I'm telling you." So
yeah,
there are more things in the works for that.
Okay. Okay. You know, that's what I've been in.
Yes. I know we talked earlier and I was like, "I don't want to tell you yet." Because I hadn't come up with the name, and I just came up with the name. So, and I talked to my mother about it. And she's like, "Oh my God, this is such a great thing." And I was like, "All right, perfect." So
that's I'm not gonna ask for no more exclusives, but okay.
No, I'll give some detail.
Okay. Can you give the title yet? No.
I can. It's called FOOL, an acronym for Fall Out of Love.
Oh.
Cause when you're in love. Yeah, thank you. I picked that because when you're in love, you do foolish things. And it might not be like love, you know? And then a fool is for those of us from the South, is defined as a man without God, right? So it's like, why are you looking for love on other people when you have love in yourself? We are God. So,
ooh, wow.
I get on my high horse, but.
Bro, that is brilliant. Congratulations. It's exciting. You gonna come back on the show?
Huh?
You gonna come back on the show?
Am I coming?
You gonna come back?
Of course, 100%.
All right, bet. Yeah. I can't wait to. Yeah. How do you have? You still finalizing the tracks?
But we are finalizing a track list.
Okay.
And we're gonna ride this Won't Supposed to Fall train as long as humanly possible until people get bored, or until there's, you know, more and more and more excitement and a demand for the follow up single, which is so good.
Are you you know, I've been seeing it on social media, and it is just I'm absolutely ecstatic for you in this, you know, era. Especially first of all, it's so relatable for those that get it.
Yeah,
I'm now hearing the title.
I am the biggest hopeless romantic in the world.
I'm probably.
I call myself. If I had to give it a title, give my brand a title, I would say that I am a sensual, hopeless romantic.
Because I'm such we've talked about this before. Yes, we have talked. I am, my friends are like, you're such a lover boy. And that's like, you know, it shouldn't be complicated. Dating shouldn't be complicated. And
it's not.
It's not us.
No. Or it could be. Who knows?
Who knows? Maybe it is.
It could be. But I'm going to say it's not. Let me live in my delusion.
Let me be DeLulu. So, first of all, like, I'm just going to reel it in. Thank you for taking the time out of your evening to have this conversation with me. This has been a work in progress. This has been in the making for a while. I remember sharing when Mirror dropped, you know, as the song of the week and stuff. I remember getting some inbox like, can you send me? And I sent your the link. I was like, please check out Roy. You know, like, it's just it's all about support. On my end, you know, Ryan Alau, especially if you're Black, queer.
Period.
I'm gonna do my best to support in any way.
Thank you so much.
You know, because you show me absolute nothing but love. And I remember when I asked you to be on a podcast like a month ago, when, you know, I was like, okay, let's figure this out. You know, how will this align, you know, with your new release? And so I wanted it to be in that same
time frame.
So, you know, this has been perfect. This has been perfect. You should be proud of yourself.
Thank you.
And it's always, you know, you're talking about people, you know, like having a new group of friends that actually like shower you, you know, like show you the love, you know, because like you said, you give a lot of love, and that's relatable. I give a lot of love, and I don't ask for it because obviously I don't ask for it in return because obviously that person or whatever needed it at that time. Yeah. If it continues or in any aspect, friendship, love, all of that, like,
100%.
They needed it at 100%. That time. And, you know, as a supporter of here, I'm always going to give that love because you are talented.
Thank you. Thank you so
like
much.
Everybody needs to hear that sometimes. It just boosts, you know, like, I'm going to tell you, like, your tweet last week, I remember I got on over the weekend, I got online and I was like in a mood and I got online and I looked and I was like, oh, that little things like that keep me motivated. I don't know what that could do to a person, like just a little, show kindness, just be kind.
I am very kind to folks because one, mental health is a really, really big thing for me. And so someone being like, your shoes are ugly could make or break someone. Good. Someone saying like, oh, your smile is so pretty, or I love your laugh, or I like your shirt. And it could be a shirt that like you were self-conscious in wearing, but you was like, let me just go ahead and wear this today anyway. Or a shirt that's like super old and you're about to throw it away. And I'm like, I like your shirt because I do like your shirt, you know? And that can make it, once again, that's something that can make and break someone. But going back to it, mental health being such a big thing for me, I know what it's like to feel like there's no one on your side. Or to feel like, you know, I remember exactly where I was, you know, and everything. So I'm just like, it doesn't cost anything just to be good to people. And if I don't have anything nice to say, I'm not going to say anything. And if my opinion is a nasty opinion, which I know if it's going to be a nasty opinion or not, I don't need to share that with anyone. Because why? Like, what am I getting out of being nasty?
That
or
part.
Being mean?
Yeah.
Being shady.
That's so, that seems so tack. Like, that is like exhausting. Like, that, like,
it's,
people that
a lot.
Do that on the timeline as just nasty spirited. Like, are you not like, obviously they are. They just like to portray, like, oh, I got it together. The faces.
I have it all going on. It's, no, ma'am.
Internally, you're a mess.
I feel like it's okay to not have an opinion on everything. It's okay to say, you know what? I don't know how I feel about this yet, so I'll just wait.
Yeah.
You know, that's 100% fine. You don't need to develop an opinion right away, which is why I think it's kind of, I tweeted something the other day where I said, I think I said, y'all know, or y'all should know, that I never listen to something and develop an opinion on the first listen, music wise. Because one, I know that the artist puts forth so much work and effort into it. Like, Beyonce shows you all the time. Not to say just Beyonce, but Beyonce shows you all the time. She shows us all the time. She said Renaissance was a 4-year project. 4 years for 3 acts. That means maybe 3 different concerts, 3 different world tours, but 3 different albums, 100%. 4 years. And she's always working on music, you know? And then Justin Timberlake, he was like, I recorded probably 100 songs and this and the other. And now we're only getting 12 out of this, out of those 100. You know what I mean? Like, I know how much work goes into making a project and trying to make it happen and putting forth your best foot, or what you feel like is your best foot. And, you know, Seven does it all the time where he'll disappear and then he comes back out and it's like, oh, I'm a hoop tree nigga. And I'm like, yes, bitch.
I love Seven.
I love him so much. Down.
I've been trying to get him on a podcast for,
yeah,
since he was here in Pittsburgh. I hosted Pride Revolution with him as the headliner, and he was,
yeah, I saw that performance. He killed it. He came to LA and we finally met. So he's the person who told me, Roy, you need videos. People need to see you. Your music is good. And I was like, wow, like, this person I look up to, and that we're mutuals and we're both from Richmond, Virginia, like,
showing love,
told me that my music was good, you know. So I finally met him in person last year. He performed at the Hard Rock. And thing about me, like, the support I give you online, I'm still giving you in real life, period. Hey, and so I'm there
in person. Yeah.
Literally, I'm there with my phone out. I got my phone out. I'm screaming. I'm like, yes, I'm rapping along.
Yeah.
You know, having a good time, because one, I like your music, and two, you're doing it. Like, why are people sitting in their chairs? Stand up.
Doing it, so, yeah.
I'm like, you're giving it to me, I'm giving it back, you know? So.
Yeah, I love that. You do, even, you know, from the distance where you always show love.
Yeah.
So with that, I always wrap it up. I want to wrap it up. First of all, tell the listeners where they can find you on social media.
So, hello, listeners. I am on Instagram and TikTok. And is it called Twitter or is it called X?
Call it Twitter.
Okay, Twitter. As at Roy Covington with an underscore, because there's a white man with the same name, Roy Covington, and he won't release the handle. So there's an underscore at the end. And then I'm on all of your favorite music streaming platforms, whether that be Apple Music, Tidal, iTunes. If you want to buy something, that goes straight to my pocket. I own everything. And everywhere. You can put my music on your Snapchat stories. You can put them on your Instagram stories, at Roy Covington.
Y'all heard me. I will make sure I post, you know, your direct link to everything. Yes. Again, congratulations, Roy. The music video, I will, you know, post. Of course, I'm going to post it. And of course, you're the song of this week. Like,
yes, thank
why
you.
Not? Of course, that was going to happen, right? Last question. What advice would you give to your younger self?
Trust yourself.
Mm.
I mentioned it before. I wanted to do this since I was 8.
Yeah.
And I've had a lot of naysayers around, you know, that projected their fears onto me, and it wasn't necessarily like, oh, you're not talented enough or you can't do it. It's as an adult, as going through what I've gone through in life, in both the Marine Corps and now as a civilian and in college, you know, and in figuring out who I am as a Black man, a queer man, a Black queer man, because all three of those are separate, but all joined together. It was naysayers in reference to, I'm afraid on if you don't make it or if you don't get to where you want to be. And it was like, when I say I want to be a musician, you know, I say I want to be a singer, like, you're thinking this international pop star. What if that's not what I want? You know, what if I get a taste of that? And I'm like, okay, that's not for me. But granted, like, I do want to be Beyonce one good time. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me a world tour. Let me stand on a stage for about 2 minutes and have them screaming. The moment that I know I would have made it is when I go to sing one of my songs and the crowd is singing it with me. I'll probably cry. I'll probably cry right there on stage. I'm a big cry baby. But yeah, I would
say trust yourself.
We are. Sorry. I would say trust yourself because every time I've asked someone else for their opinion on something, it's always been, oh, I wish you would have did this instead, or I wish you would have did that instead. And I go ahead with what I wanted to do, and it ends up being, I end up getting exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
So trust yourself.
Trust yourself. I love that. Yes. I love that. Roy, thank you for coming on to Ryan Out Loud. It has been a pleasure to, we've talked a lot on social, on our social media, and this has been nice to actually have a face-to-face
yes.
conversation, although this will be audio. So you guys, and thank it. Shout out to Roy Covington for coming on to Ryan Out Loud. I will make sure I have all of his direct links. His song, Won't Supposed to Fall, is going to be the song of the week, and I will post that all throughout the week as this episode is released. And just, we got to support our own. That's all I can say. I can yes. go on for another 30 minutes about how we just need to support our own. You know, people always put this with looks and aesthetics and whatever, and they're skipping the main point, the talent.
Yeah.
The talent.
Do you have it? Yes or no? You can't teach talent.
Can't. You can look pretty all you want in those aesthetically pleasing posts, but what the music sound like? Anyways.
No shades.
Remember, y'all, Black Lives Matter, Black Queer Lives Matter, Black Trans Lives Matter. That will never change on Ryan Out Loud. I love y'all. Protect your energy, love, magic, all that good stuff. The 100th episode is coming soon.
Yeah.